This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Three wildland firefighters from Castle Rock made their way to Los Angeles Thursday evening to help with the devastating fires raging there. The type of brush truck they're on specifically equips them to participate in structure defense. That means it helps protect and defend people. Deputy Chief of Operations Oren Bersegel-Breeze says they'll be helping residents escape and moving falling debris.
House-to-house spread with 100-mile-an-hour winds is very difficult for firefighters to do anything about, as we've seen here with the Marshall Fire. So some of it is just a matter of being in the right place at the right time, but also making sure that people are able to get out.
This particular crew could also be sent to help mitigate any new fires that pop up due to blowing embers. Crews from Boulder and Aurora departed to help today. Colorado's vacant school properties could provide affordable housing. Governor Jared Polis pressed the issue as a part of continued housing efforts during his State of the State address. He told Colorado Matters some parts of the state already do it.
Often it might be a school that closed, or it might be an area that they've owned historically, and they have an immediate housing need to meet for teachers and school professionals, and we want to empower them, along with faith-based organizations, to be part of that housing solution.
Polis says he wants the state to remove barriers in the approval and zoning process to make the practice more widely available. State health officials say it's not too late to get your flu vaccine. They recommend the dose to everyone 6 months and older. Nearly 300 people are now hospitalized with flu this week in Colorado. That number shot up around the holidays. Most flu shots are free. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.